No, I don't think it's a huge deal to travel to the West Coast. Obviously, you know, we do the stuff that we got to do to prepare for that. You know, we'll leave a day early, kind of get acclimated to the time change, and we'll do our work over there and be ready to go.
What has the history been here of a West Coast trip? Has it varied?
We hadn't done the greatest on West Coast trips. I think we've got, you know, a couple wins since I've been here. Obviously, we don't have a winning record on the West Coast, but I think we've got a great group of guys that can handle a West Coast trip. You know, we got to have the right type of guys to do it, and we got that. And so I think this trip isn't going to affect us.
Tell us about the challenges of the Raiders' defense. What do they do?
They do a lot of great things. I mean, really, you know, their strength of their defense is up front. You know, they've got a great front four that do great things. I mean, with Seymour and Kelly up front, you know, you got big, you know, tall, destructive guys. They do a great job in the run and can create some pressure in the pass game.
For a 13th-year lineman, I guess a bye week is a nice thing, right? You're refreshed and ready to go?
Definitely. It's nice to, you know, kind of get a little bit of time off. And I think it's also great just to kind of get away from here for a little bit, able to spend some time with the family, just kind of, you know, get back to that. And it kind of refreshes you a little bit and gets you ready to go for the rest of the season.
This traveling to the West Coast three time zones away, a day early, I mean, is it overblown? Or is that – you've been to the West a lot.
Yes, I have. I think it is. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you're going to have to line up and play football. You know, so people can say what they want to say, but at the end of the day, it's still football. I've been here. I think it was my rookie year. We went to Oakland. We won. My second year, we went to Arizona. We won. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, say so, I've also been there a couple years after that and went to the West Coast and we lost. So, I mean, you can make it however you want to be, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to play football.
This is, I don't know if this is too early for a must-win game. Is it?
No, I don't want to say that. You know, I think everybody, you know, our backs are not against the wall, but everybody feels the importance of this game. Let's say that. You know, everybody know the importance of what we got to do, what we got to go out there and play good football. So just as long as everybody know that, then we'll be fine.
It's a little hard, so once we get a rotation, you know, going, it'll be real good, you know. The real good teams have good rotation, you know what I mean? And guys sub in and out, you know. If you watch New York Giants, same thing. Philadelphia Eagles, same thing. You know, a lot of guys have depth and rotation. We haven't had that. And we got it now, so, you know, hopefully we can get rolling.
Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem.
What is it about going to the West Coast? It doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal to me.
No, it's not.
Is it a big deal or not?
No, it's not, man. You know, the weather's similar, so. That's the great part about it, you know. And plus, we get 3 extra hours of sleep, so that's even better, you know. So, I'm prepared. We've been working real hard at practice this week, and a lot of guys feel like everybody on the same page, man. We're starting to get to where we need to go.